This podcast is brought to you by ThrottleNet. ThrottleNet can provide world-class managed IT services and IT support to your business. They're St. Louis's highest-rated outsourced IT company, and there's many different ways ThrottleNet can help with your business's operation and digital protection. Check them out at ThrottleNet.com.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on NewsTalkSTL.com.
Joining us is Dr. Howard Wall from the Hammond Institute for Free Enterprise. So big question, Howard, is the Constitution at a crossroads? What do you mean by that question? And what is Judge Ginsburg going to be examining and talking about and taking questions about?
Well, so my question, good morning, by the way. My question, it's whether the Constitution's at a crossroads can go in either direction. Because as you know, Supreme Court's been in the news a lot lately, and there's been a lot of maybe dramatic decisions, and there's more coming up. And this means maybe the Constitution's at a crossroads to, in my view at least, kind of regaining the original intent of the Constitution and get rid of some of the made up decisions that had come up. But on the other hand, if you're on the other side, you think that the Constitution is being tossed out because all this precedent is being gotten rid of, and there's been a lot of efforts to discredit the Supreme Court. So is it at a crossroads? It seems like a lot of constitutional challenges. Of course, we had the presidential election, some constitutional issues. So a lot of things, and are we still devoted to keeping the Constitution and its principles? Now, as far as what Judge Ginsburg will talk about, I don't know. You'll have to come and see.
Good morning, Howard. Gabe Fiver here. One thing that I always note is that every once in a while these attempts to bring a constitutional convention together kind of bubble up out of the zeitgeist there, where people are worried about where the country is going. They think, well, we need to make sure that the Constitution is shored up. And then there's a lot of discussion about what that would mean, the implications, and what all quote-unquote bad things could get into the Constitution if we actually open up the discussion. Where do you stand on that? Do you think it would be a good idea to have a constitutional convention, or what sort of dangers do you see on the horizon if we did so?
Oh, I think it would be an absolute disaster to have a constitutional convention. First Amendment, Second Amendment, maybe even the Third Amendment will be up for grabs to be tossed out. So I like the Constitution the way it is. I think, enforcing and using our existing Constitution is pretty good, and I see nothing but erosion of rights if we open it up, because the founders were a lot smarter than our current political class. Let me put it that way.
So basically what I'm hearing you say is the Constitution needs to be reread, not rewritten?
Reread, that's a good way to put it. You've been saving that.
We're visiting with Dr. Howard Wall from the Hammond Institute for Free Enterprise. Tell me about Judge Douglas Ginsburg. So you've got somebody who deals with constitutional issues for a living, and his opinion matters in our lives in a very big way.
Yeah, so he's now a senior judge, so he's less involved, but he's still hears cases and so on. So, he's been where the rubber meets the road. He's been in the D.C. Circuit, which is basically right before the Supreme Court. So a lot of cases go through the D.C. Circuit. So he should have some insights. And I think, to be fair to him, we shouldn't expect that he'll dive right into abortion cases or anything.
Right.
But he's more of a historical perspective is what he'll be bringing, because he's also a law professor now.
Well, and the thing that we forget about the Constitution, which I think so many people who have a different perspective than, say, that most of us here on this conversation, probably all of us on this conversation have, is that when we talk about enforcing the Constitution, that inherently means enforcing limits on government. And that's
exactly.
Yeah, and that's where I think gets lost, because we argue and debate over how big government should be, why government should solve problems, and then if you say, wait a minute, is that constitutionally authorized, and you almost get scoffed at by that media class, by that political class that you just mentioned, Howard, and certainly by the academic class in a lot of different ways. So that's why I'm glad to see that the fact that this is coming from somebody in the academy that says, no, we've got some tough questions to ask and tough questions to answer. And like you said, it may be that when we all are there on September 15th, that we may not like what we hear, but we may like what we hear. But either way, we're going to have a great conversation like we've had before.
Well, you know, the limits on the government, you know, I think typically it's the right wants more limits on government. But, you know, some depending on the administration, the government also is slapped down by the court because both sides want the government to be more powerful in certain things.
Yep.
So I think just a general protect us from government stance is a pretty good one.
What sort of format is the event going to take on Friday, September 15th? Are you going to have more of a lecture or a discussion or a panel? Are you going to be taking questions for the audience? What's this going to look like?
Yeah, so very, very much conversation. We don't like the lecture format. That gets boring pretty quickly. I think the judge will have some opening comments, and then it'll be a conversation between me and the judge. I'll have questions that I'll come up with, and I think we'll be getting questions in advance of those people who register. And, you know, I'm really kind of a star on these things, so I'll try to not outshine the judge. After the my conversation with the judge, then we'll see if we can open up to questions from the audience. But it's about dialogue and discussion, so we very much want it to be an active event.
So it sounds like it would behoove people to pre-register, and especially if they want to get a question kind of in the mix early on.
Yeah, for sure. Pre-register, and because I think our venue is fairly large, but you know, I think it's going to be a pretty full one, so it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is the same venue where we had the conversation with Dakota Wood and Jim Talent a few months ago as well, and then we had the conversation with Douglas Murray. Mm-hmm. Last year, yeah. I guess that happened. So,
right.
It's a big space, but there are limits to it. So let me do the cheesy radio guy. So Dr. Howard Wall, how much are the tickets for this great event?
Well, I have a bargain for you, Mike. They are free.
Whoa. What? That's wild.
Biden inflation has not hit Hammond Institute tickets.
Nice.
There you go. Yeah, but it's important to go ahead and get on the list, and that's one of the things that we want to make sure, because what happens at these events, especially as we get, and by September, remember, we're getting into campaign season, and people are asking big policy questions and big politics questions. There's already going to be at least one debate amongst the politicos who are running for president, and so I know this isn't necessarily a political thing, but when it comes to policy and the Constitution and the role of government, we're going to be fired up about those in a way that we may not be at the moment. Of course, the Newstalk STL family is fired up about them all the time, but that's why we need to make sure people go ahead and register. It's really not buying a ticket, you're registering. Mm-hmm. Get your place there, because at some point, like what happened with Douglas Murray, is we ran out of space.
Right.
So we want to make sure that you're there.
Yeah, and through the summer, there are going to be some pretty wild decisions coming out, I think, or wild reactions to some perfectly normal decisions.
The Supreme Court's got another, I think there is a hand down on something coming today, and I think there's another hand down coming tomorrow, but all of the term hand downs are going to be happening by the end of this month, so we've got constitutional conflicts that are going to be constantly in the news. I mean, people are still talking about the constitutional implications of the rulings that happened a year ago, you know, whether it was the Coach Kennedy case or Dobbs case or any of those. So these are things that affect us in so many different ways, and we've got to be equipped to be able to understand them.
Yeah, so the big ones are what? The affirmative action case and the student loan, whether Biden had the power to forgive student loans. So I think it's pretty clear what the right decisions are, and I think they'll actually be the decisions that are handed down.
Yeah, I think so, and I want to get to an economics aspect of it, since you are an economist and we've got you right here, but people forget that the case of the student loan Supreme Court decision has nothing to do with whether or not the Supreme Court thinks it's a good or bad idea.
Right.
It's whether or not the executive has the authority to do this, or whether only Congress can do this, and so those are the
Congress holds the purse strings.
Yeah.
And the president just basically spending this money, billions of dollars or trillions of dollars, seems pretty unconstitutional.
Yeah, it seems to be that way to me. But let's say that either the Supreme Court surprises us, or Congress turns around and says, okay, fine, you struck that down, we'll just pass it and do it the right way. What's the economic impact of something like that? Because a lot of people right now are just saying, man, I'm going to be crushed if I suddenly have to start paying back $400, $500, $600 a month. And that certainly would have an impact. But what's the bigger picture economically of this, Howard, since we have an economist right here with us?
Well, so one thing is it's, I mean, the student loans being paid back, this is government revenue. Because the government holds all of these student loans, and they've been not collecting this revenue that's been owed to them. And this is a huge amount of money. It's like $1.5 trillion out of a national budget of $6 trillion or so. So this is an enormous amount of money, and they haven't been paying in for a couple of years now because of the pandemic pause. And we'll actually wait and see, because it turns out there was a study that came out that found that people who had student loans paused for a while ended up accumulating even more debt instead of running down their debt. And the reason is that it wasn't allowed. The government stepped in and said, oh, and you can't count these against their credit score. So credit scores went up. So the same people who took out really bad student loans for $200,000 for an art history major went out and ran up credit card bills when the limits were off.
Wow.
So.
Oh, boy.
So you think, well, a normal person, well, you know, these kids, they got all this debt. You give them a break and they'll run down the credit card loans. No, it went exactly the opposite for the worst cases. So, you know, the whole thing is a mess, and it's economically, it's not going to get better by just giving out the free money.
All right. Dr. Howard Wall from the Hammond Institute for Free Enterprise. You can find the information and the link to reserve your spot where?
I would go to the station website.
Yes, newstalkstl.com. Mm-hmm. Also, check out the Hammond Institute website as well, which is hammondinstitute.org, mm-hmm. To learn about that and the other events coming up. But September 15th, and by the way, if you're watching on Rumble right now, I put that link out there right now. If you're, you can go in person. It is going to be live streamed as well, but in person is really, I get a lot more out of it. It's called Is the Constitution at a Crossroads? Friday, September 15th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. It is a free event, but we need to know how many people are going to be there. So please register and get your tickets now. Co-sponsored by us here at Newstalk STL and the Hammond Institute for Free Enterprise, and also the Free to Choose Network and Stossel in the Classroom. I'm not familiar with isit.org, but Free to Choose Network, which is started by Milton Friedman, and then Stossel in the Classroom. John Stossel's been on this show. That tells me, Howard, if those are our teammates, we're doing something right.
Yes. No, this is a pretty important issue, and it's really a national issue.
Without a doubt. All right. It's free. No excuse not to be there. So let's go ahead and grab your tickets now. Howard, appreciate the update and the announcement, and we'll keep reminding people that it's there so we can have a great conversation in September.
Great. Great talking to you guys.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.